I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program is about Kane's brushes and near misses with fame and notoriety. While the Upper Alleghenies region is remote, green, and blustery, and just around the corner from the back of beyond, Kane is not just another small town. If you dig into the town archives the way I do and read the pages of decades-old copies of the Kane Republican, you'll find many compelling stories of our collective past. In the history of our town, we've been visited by world leaders, popular icons, and famous athletes. We've had native sons and daughters compete on the world's biggest stages and have produced actors of TV and film. There have been many events in Kane that have captured national and world headlines, and even a scandal or two. The town annals include a series of triumphs and close calls and read like a great American novel. Two U.S. presidents have visited Kane. President U.S. Grant visited our eponymous hero, General Thomas L. Kane, in 1870, and the two were cited for fishing out of season in Elk County. President William Howard Taft came through town and stopped at the depot to address a great throng in 1912. The great Bambino himself, Babe Ruth, perhaps the most famous American of all time, had a whistle stop in October of 1923 in Kane. The Babe was on a barnstorming baseball tour and headed for an afternoon ball game in Oil City. The Swedish Nightingale, virtuoso singer Jenny Lind, world-renowned opera star, was so taken by the beauty of the Upper Alleghenies in 1850 that she considered purchasing huge tracts of land in our verdant forests to build an American haven for Swedish citizens. Newspaper reports indicated that at one time the diva owned the land on which the future town of Kane would be established, although this story may be more fable than fact. Lind's fellow countryman, Dr. Fridtjof Nansen, honored Kane in 1929, giving a lecture at the Temple Theater and visiting his namesake hamlet, Nansen. The noted scholar, statesman, Arctic explorer, and Nobel laureate was a Renaissance man of his day. Norwegian violin virtuoso and tireless promoter of Norwegian culture, Ole Bull became so enraptured with the region during his visit in 1845 that he vowed to build and colonize a new Norway. While his colony and his vision ultimately failed miserably, the state of Pennsylvania purchased from him 132 acres along Kettle Creek in Potter County that today is the home of Ole Bull State Park. In July of 1928, when Henry Ford and his chauffeur motored through Kane en route to Detroit from Delaware Water Gap, they turned many heads. Sporting a new Ford Tudor sedan, the Auto King stopped in Smethport for lunch and shook many hands there on his way through Kane. A favorite local story that gained international attention, and with good reason, is the report of Dr. Evan O'Neill Kane removing his own appendix under local anesthetic in 1921. Not one to rest on his laurels, Dr. Kane operated on himself again at the age of 70 to repair a hernia. Dr. Kane was also in the public eye in 1931 when he testified at the sensational trial of his son, Elisha Kent Kane III, a college professor who was accused and then acquitted of murder in Elizabeth City County, Virginia, following the drowning death of his wife. Another sensational story with a Kane connection was reported by the New York Times. According to the Times, Maisie Colbert was a fetching young thing possessed of great beauty of form and face. When she was 18, she moved from Kane to Philadelphia and reinvented herself as Grace Roberts. Born in Kane in 1892, the daughter of James and Agnes Colbert was originally a manicurist before gaining fame in Philadelphia. Known as the Onyx Girl, she became a model in advertisements for that brand of hosiery. In 1927, she was found dead in her bed in her flat, badly beaten, and strangled with one of her own stockings. During her stay in Philadelphia, Maisie Colbert had acquired more than her share of suitors. According to the New York Daily News, her rent was being paid by a judge. Other beaux included city officials, society men, a builder, a university professor, and several athletes. The primary suspect, Bernard Lewis, committed suicide just as detectives hunted him down. Lewis was from a wealthy Pittsburgh family, and his uncle was Lee S. Smith, Grand Master of the Knights Templar of the United States. And finally, here's a little-known fact of Kane lore. Ron and Rick Johnson, survivors of triplets born in Kane in 1949 to Mr. and Mrs. Robert Johnson, appeared in the 1964 Disney film Emil and the Detectives. Mrs. Johnson was the former Florence Cooper. Their father was the son of Theodore Johnson. Ron and Rick also appeared in the TV series Branded the following year in 1965. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.